In William Webb Ellis's day, there were no national sports authorities. People could play a sport in any way that they wanted. Everyone present just had to agree to the rules. But in 1871, this situation changed. Officials representing different rugby teams across Britain met together. They formed the Rugby Football Union. They decided on a fixed set of rules. All teams now had to play the game by these rules. But not everyone was happy with this, and in 1890, some teams from the north of England left the Rugby Football Union. These teams did not like the way the rugby authorities treated some of their players. So these teams formed a separate organization, the Rugby Football League. The league changed some of the rules, and it called its kind of rugby, Rugby League.